You're listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Ketuvim. The Ketuvim, or writings, is the third section of the Tanakh and covers the period after the return from the Babylonian exile. It contains 12 books. The Ketuvim is made up of various writings that do not have an overall theme. This section of the Tanakh includes poems and songs, the stories of Job, Ruth, and Esther, the writings and prophecies of Daniel, and the history of the kings of Eretz Israel. Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, means praises, and was written mostly by David, with some written by Adam, Abraham, and Moses. The Book of Psalms is composed of various petitions, prayers, and songs. The book also includes some Messianic Age prophecies. Proverbs, Sefer Mishle, means wisdom, and was written by Solomon. The book of Proverbs begins with the reiteration of the wisdom that is found in Torah and the wisdom that mankind attains by the study of Torah. The remainder of the book speaks to the guidance and the wealth of wisdom that comes from Torah. Job, Sefer Iyov, means hated or oppressed, and was written by Moses. The book of Job describes the test that Job is put through as a means of showing his gratitude and faith in Hashem. Song of Songs, Sefer Shir HaShirim, was written by Solomon. Song of Songs is a book that describes the relationship between Israel and Hashem in the form of a story about a married couple. The book, one of the five Megillot, is read publicly on the Shabbat during Pesach, and some read the book at the Pesach Seder. Ruth, Sefer Rut, means friendship and was written by Samuel. Ruth is the story of David and the Mashiach's ancestor. It follows Ruth's journey from the pagan world to that of a Jewess, and her earned place as the ancestor of David and the future Mashiach. This book, one of the five Megillot, is read publicly during Shavuot. Lamentations, Sefer Echa, means alas, and was written by Jeremiah. The Book of Lamentations is a book about Jeremiah's prophecies and his lament over the sins of the children of Israel and the destruction of the Holy Temple. Lamentations, one of the five Megillot, is read publicly on Tish B'Av. Ecclesiastes, Sefer Kohelet, means assembly of people, and was written by Solomon. Ecclesiastes shows the wisdom of Solomon as he writes that the righteous are punished for their sins in this world, so that they will not be in need of punishment in the hereafter. And the evil ones are punished in the hereafter, and not always punished in this world. Solomon speaks of the wisdom and guidance that both Torah learning and the pursuit of agriculture provide. The text is one of the five Megillot and is read publicly on the Shabbat during Sukkot. Esther, Sefer Esther, means star, and was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The Book of Esther is the story of Esther and Mordecai. Hashem is not mentioned in this book, but is seen as being the moving force in the background. Esther becomes queen and is therefore afforded the opportunity, along with Mordecai, to save the children of Israel from the evil Haman. The holiday of Purim is based on this text. This text, one of the five Megillot, is read publicly every Purim with great celebration. Daniel, Sefer Daniel, means God is my judge, and was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The Book of Daniel is the story of Daniel and his oppression at the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar. It includes Daniel's prophecies about the eventual redemption, as well as his various writings. Ezra, Sefer Ezra, means help, and was written by Ezra. Ezra is a story about the return of the children of Israel from Persia and the reconstruction of the Holy Temple. Nehemiah, Sefer Nehemiah, means comforted of the Lord, and was written by Ezra. Nehemiah tells of the reconstruction of the walls surrounding Jerusalem and the return of the children of Israel to their land. This book also speaks about the reinstitution of the Holy Temple as the spiritual center of the children of Israel. Chronicles, Sefer Divrei Hayamim, means words of the day and was written by Ezra and Nehemiah. The first part of Chronicles tells of the genealogies of David and Judah, as well as the other tribes. The remainder of the book tells the stories of the individual kings of Israel. Thank you for listening to Ketuvim. Shalom.